Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 12, Transfer of Title. In this segment, we'll review various types of deeds and title transfers. There's a lot to know about these topics, and we're only going to quickly cover the basics here, so be sure to refer back to your text for more details. As you've learned, real estate and its title may be transferred voluntarily or involuntarily by a living owner, or even after the owner has passed away. Voluntary alienation occurs when the owner gives away or sells the property to another. The instrument of transfer in any case is called a deed. A deed must be in writing and signed by the grantor, the owner of the property. This grantor must be legally competent. The grantee is the person who receives the deed. Both the grantor and the grantee must be named in the deed. Some form of consideration must also be mentioned in the deed. There must be a granting clause which states the words of conveyance in any deed. In a general warranty deed, the grantor would say, "I convey and warrant." The granting clause differs in other types of deeds. The habendum clause is also known as the to have and to hold clause. It identifies the estate being conveyed. If a fee estate is being granted, the habendum would say to have and to hold forever. Remember that any deed that does not have an adequate legal description is void. The deed should also state any restrictions or reservations which affect the title to the property. Finally, a deed must be signed by the grantor or grantors. However, the grantor can authorize someone else to sign the deed, which is normally done by using a document called a power of attorney. When real property is transferred by a corporation, it must be by the authority granted in its bylaws, and the deed can only be signed by an authorized officer of the corporation. Here's another term regarding deeds. The acknowledgement. An acknowledgement is a formal declaration by the grantor before a notary public or other public official that the signator is indeed the actual person signing the deed and that the signature is freely and willfully given. When you think of acknowledgement, think of notarizing. Remember also that the title does not actually transfer until the grantor has delivered the deed and the grantee has accepted it.
You need to know the differences between some of the more common types of deeds. These include the general warranty, special warranty, bargain and sale, and quitclaim deeds. In a general warranty deed, the grantor makes 5 promises to the grantee. In some states, these promises are spelled out, in others, implied. The first warranty is the covenant of season, where the grantor promises that he or she owns the property and has the right to convey it. The second warranty is the covenant against encumbrances, where the grantor promises that the property is free from any liens or encumbrances not stated in the deed. In the warranty of quiet enjoyment, the grantor promises that the grantee's possession will not be disturbed by any third party claiming superior title to the property. The covenant of further assurance provides that any documents needed to clear any cloud on a title will be provided by the grantor. And the covenant of warranty forever is the one in which the grantor promises to defend the title forever. The strength of the general warranty deed comes not only from this list of grantor warranties, but also from the fact that these promises are made for a period of time that the grantor held title and for every previous grantor in the chain of title. Many grantors are reluctant to warrant against defects which may have occurred before they took title. In those cases, they may opt to use a special warranty deed. This type of deed basically makes 2 promises, that the grantor received title and that the property was not encumbered during the time the grantor held title. Bargain and sale deeds imply that the grantor holds title but contain no other warranties. A quitclaim deed contains no warranties whatsoever. Whatever interest the grantor has, if any, is conveyed to the grantee. These deeds are often used to clear up a cloud or defect in a title, such as a misspelled name on a deed. Take another look in your textbook and review several other types of common deed forms: the deed in trust, trustee's deed, and reconveyance deed, and the deed executed pursuant to a court order. Just as property can be transferred voluntarily by gift or sale, it can also be transferred involuntarily by operation of law. Examples of involuntary transfer include condemnation through the government's right of eminent domain, tax and foreclosure sales, and escheat. Involuntary alienation can also be accomplished by adverse possession. In this interesting situation, a person can take possession of and use someone else's land for a period of time set by state law. That person could then claim title to that land. The possession must be open, notorious, continuous, exclusive, and adverse. What may happen to the property of an owner who dies? It depends on whether or not a person has a will. If the property owner has a valid will, he or she is called a testator and is said to have died testate. In a will, the testator names an executor to carry out all wishes. A gift of real property under a will is called a devise, and the recipient is called a devisee. When a person dies intestate, that is, without a will, property will pass to the heirs according to state laws of descent and distribution. The courts will appoint an administrator to manage the estate. Probate is the judicial process that confirms the validity of a will, determines the assets of the deceased person, and identifies the persons to whom the assets are to pass. It's a lot to keep straight, but understanding the ways in which title to property can be transferred is essential to your understanding of real estate principles and practices.